Oh, in this incredibly short week, we've got Gleeso and Alice. How are you? Good morning.
Oh, very well. Yeah, great morning. It's a millennial's dream, the three-day week, isn't
it? Yeah. Is this the best time of year? 22 today. There's not a breath of wind out there. I know we love summer and, Wag, you like getting to the beach, but these are pretty good days, aren't they?
They're so good. But I was actually going to go see ScoMo yesterday while I was in town and go, I've got this idea. If you want to become Prime Minister, let's just have three-day weeks.
Yeah.
This Look, has been fun.
Chase him wherever he is today. Go and get him. Chase him around the country.
It'd be so good.
I thought you were going to say bring rain to South Australia. That'll get him.
No, I want real issues handled.
Hey, you know, today I've got a good story for a change. I've got a good story. Yesterday, my wife saved a lot of money. And I'm going to tell you how a little bit later on. Now, everyone, this will affect everybody listening. You can save hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars. This is absolutely true. So we'll get to that a little bit later on,
Normally she's pretty good at spending it, isn't
she? That means she's got more to spend now. Of course. Yes, that's right. I'm sure it'll balance out somehow. But we'll get to that a little bit later on. It will affect everyone this morning. Ruined It's here on Triple M this week with Gleeso and Alice. And special birthday today. We're going to meet Gleeso's little boy in just a moment.
Little Jamesy.
Little mini-me. He looks like a little rock star like you.
Ruined It's top three things you need to know.
It is on the eve of Anzac Day, Gleeso, and watching the news services last night, we had heard going back a few months that the Turkish president had said something just astonishing. That remember the terrible quote about "Don't bother coming here; you'll go home in coffins like your grandfathers did."
Yes,
which was just astonishing stuff. Anyway, this is what happened on the 7 News last night.
Straight after the president's speech, 200 people cancelled Gallipoli trips, but then registrations for the dawn service rebounded. In fact, they've doubled.
So isn't that great that it initially it had an impact and yet people are saying, no, we are actually going to turn up in our droves. And in fact, like we can hear from one former digger right here.
It's a basically typical Australian response, and that is bugger you, where, you know, we don't care what you're saying, we're still going to do it.
Alice, you were saying this morning you always go to the dawn service.
Yes, my great-grandfather, so my grandma who turned 90 the other day, she's still kicking, her dad was one of the first boats that landed on Gallipoli.
Yeah, right.
So this actually makes me really happy that people are still going, because I went to Gallipoli when I was on a Europe trip probably 3 or 4 years ago.
Did
and
you?
It was probably the best day of my life.
Oh, good on you.
Yeah, you go on a bus down there and I had his number because he obviously survived. And I had his number and what boat he came on. And the tour guide, who is an Aussie guy who just loves it, knew exactly what boat it was. So we went to the beach and he was like, this is where your great-grandfather got off the boat.
Wow.
And he walked me up where he walked and everything. So it was just amazing. Yeah.
I feel like we have to point out, we've enjoyed a fantastic relationship with the Turkish people and our acceptance at Gallipoli over the many years that we've been going there.
Yep.
So it was just right out of the box for Erdogan to say what he said.
Interestingly, now the Turkish government has actually banned locals from attending tomorrow's service. So Turkish nationals, including bus drivers, tour guides, they've all been barred from the peninsula for the annual service. So that's quite interesting. Now, Gleeso, the biggest Anzac Day story, though, to break this morning.
Absolutely. Aussie businesses could face hefty fines for messing with the traditional Anzac biscuit recipe.
Get out. Yep. What sort of fines are we talking about?
We're talking up to $10,000 for putting your own spin on Anzac biscuits. And look, they have to be called Anzac biscuits, not bickies, not cookies.
No,
nothing else.
You're joking.
Yeah,
we can't bastardise the term.
We cannot. That's exactly right. There's a specific recipe, and if you mess with that recipe, you're in big trouble.
Well, apparently now I didn't know this, but it's a combination of coconut, rolled oats, golden syrup, I'm reading on here. You're allowed to tweak with it slightly if you are gluten intolerant or lactose intolerant.
Right.
So you can tweak it slightly. Here come the vegans, but. You're right, and I didn't know. I can't say, can I have an Anzac Bicky, please? It's got to be a biscuit.
And
very formal.
Chocolate chips are out. Raisins are out.
Raisins should be out. I nearly defriended someone last year who gave me one with a raisin in it, and I thought it was chocolate, so there was trust issues there.
Oh, gee.
Yeah. Did you also see that I got a job in Sydney? Because it's so something I would do.
What's that?
They put up flags for Anzac Day on their highway that they had printed and everything, and instead of saying at the bottom, lest we forget, It said, "Less we forgot."
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Someone made a typo.
I mean, it's one of the most famous terms in Australian history, isn't it?
Indeed. Yeah. Could someone have spell checked that? At least had a look over it.
Oh, that's embarrassing.
It is indeed.
Yeah. Well, you're right, though, Alice. It's something you could have done. You're very capable of that. No worries. Hey, what's happening in the Barossa Valley, Gleeso?
The Barossa Valley Vintage kicks off today. There's going to be 90 events running between now and Sunday. One of the biggest events will be that they're auctioning off a bottle of 2013 Grange. Not just any bottle, it's an Imperial, which is 6 litres of Grange. They reckon they're going to get upwards of $50,000 for
$50,000? Yeah. I wouldn't pay a cent over $40,000 myself.
there's Ditz's bid.
There you go. Now, Gleeso, does it make you wonder, like when I hear about Crush and the Adelaide Hills Festival and the Sea and Vines, do we have 52 piss-ups a year in this... in this town, or just
every week,
a week doesn't go by where we don't have some sort of nosh up and a festival, do we?
We're very proud of our food and wine culture down here, that's for sure.
Yeah, and if there's not one on next week, we'll make one up. Don't worry about that. Tasting Australia's try. That's the other one we just had.
The Triple M Nosh Yourself Silly Festival.
We can do that.
We already do that.
Yeah, Lisa will sing for us. And Alice, you've come bounding in this morning, big smile on your face. What's happened in your little world?
Joel, my boyfriend, came home last night for no reason with a bunch of flowers.
No, wow. That's where you're wrong. That's
there
where you're wrong.
Yeah,
he's clearly done something wrong that you don't know about yet. No, he has.
You can't
I'm telling you now.
Nah, I'm so happy.
When was the last time you got flowers?
Like 3 years ago, probably.
Yeah. Nah. Please hold.
Well, I said to him, "Oh, what are these for?" He said, "Just for being a good girlfriend."
Oh, no. And you fell for that.
Yeah, I'm so happy.
Oh my God. What sort of flowers are they?
They're like not even servo flowers. They've got like a bit of wattle hanging out of them. They're like the indie ones in the brown paper
bag. Do they resemble what's in the next door neighbour's garden? Or not?
No, he's gone to effort, Ditz. You're just jealous because you can't do anything like that.
Oh, right. Okay.
Well, I'm lucky enough to live in a place that has about 200 rose bushes at it. And do you think I've ever cut one of those off and taken it to my wife? I just leave them in their natural habitat and say, "Look, got your all these roses, darling."
You guys are both crap.
Thank you. That's what's making news. In a moment, we're going to meet Gleeso's son, who's here on work experience. It's his birthday today. And then what it says here on the board, bad dad. So we're going to find out all about Gleeso
in just a minute. He's going to tip me in.
Ruined It's on Triple M with Gleeso and Alice. Ruined It's on Triple M this week with Gleeso and Alice the Wag. And Alice, it's a special day in the Gleeson household.
We're about to expose Gleeson as well.
Yes, we are indeed. So Gleeso, what's happening today?
Today is my boy James's 11th birthday.
Hey. And he's here with us on Work Experience. Good morning, James.
Hello, good morning.
Good on you, mate. Now tell us a little bit about yourself. Where do you go to school and all those sorts of things?
I go to school at Norton Summit Primary School.
Right in the hills there, righto. What are you good at? What's your favourite subject? What's your least favourite?
PE is probably my favourite subject.
Right, good. Recess time and lunch time. Like me, top three. Yeah, righto. Now, Gleeso, have you got a nickname for James? What do you call him around the house?
Jimmy James. I'll probably come up with a new nickname most days for you, don't I? I always say something else.
Right, now, James, this is your segment. It says on the board here, bad dad. You got a couple of stories about the old man, have you? What can you tell us about him? Is he a good dad or a bad dad?
Half and half.
Righto.
Well, so he's normally quite strict about movies. Like, he normally won't let us watch, like, violent movies. But then he came to me one day and said that he had watched, like, tiny little bits of Tropic Thunder. Mm-hmm. He said, "Oh, I reckon that's fine."
Mm-hmm.
And I said, "Really?" And he said, "Yeah, sure." So then we watched it.
Mm.
And he said, let's pretend that there's not as much swearing as there actually is." And it was probably the most inappropriate movie I've ever seen. And then he let me and Bella watch it two more times.
Oh, no.
Just so you really got the message. So how do you pretend? How do you think? No, they didn't really say that swear word. How do you do that when you're watching it?
I'm not entirely sure.
Right.
No.
Yeah. Now, can I just say, Gleeso, he's got the rock and roll voice already, I think. So is he, James, are you into your music? Do you like a bit of singing or instruments?
Yeah, I've been playing drums for 6 years.
Have you really?
Yeah.
It's a nice instrument around the house, please. Mm. It's good.
It's like sound check every day at my joint.
I sing in the school band.
Yeah.
And I do bass as well.
Can okay. I just, he learned a very valuable lesson recently. He was in the school band. What happened when you didn't know what, when you forgot what you were supposed to be playing?
Oh, yeah, we were doing the national anthem for assembly, and we hadn't really practiced that much. So I forgot, I got mixed up and stuff, so then I just turned down my guitar and just pretended to be playing.
Yes, that's, I'll tell
good
you.
Good improvisation, well done.
Just sell the drama.
Good keep stuff. That's good. So what's happening today for your birthday, James?
A few friends are coming over.
Yep. Righto.
Barbie. Now, speaking of bad dads, I heard that Gleeso might also steal your chocolates or something.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He won Easter, I think. So my sister had some chocolates, like a box of favourites. And then when she was sleeping, Dad snuck into her room, ate some of the chocolates, but then wrapped stones back up. So it looks like chocolates are still there.
I'm not sure if you that's entirely true.
You are a stinking dad. There's no doubt about that. God.
That's literally a rock star.
Absolutely. It's like rock, it's like getting a lump of coal in Christmas stock and a stone in your favourites wrapper.
Well, good on you, James. Thanks for coming in, mate. And thanks for sharing a couple of stories with us. Well done. Have a great birthday.
Thanks.
Good on you, mate. Look, just to describe, it's mini-me. This is a little Dave Gleeson, a little rock star.
He's even got the ripped jeans, like right the Connie's on, the band T-shirt. He's literally just Gleeson.
Well done. Rock all right, on. Ruin Dits here with Gleeson and Alice the Wag and James Gleeson.
Triple M.
Leave it. Leans back. Slots the goal.
On Ruin Dits, it's Port Adelaide's Brad Ebert.
Ebert.
Ebert takes the mark.
Ebert.
Oh, here he is, the champ, good up morning. For these days. Brad Ebert, how are you, mate?
Yeah, good morning. I'm feeling pretty cramped in here. We've got the full panel at the moment.
Full panel.
Yeah, I'm feeling very intimidated.
It was actually it was our idea this year. We said to Ken Hinckley, play him up forward, and it's working a treat.
Play up forward, and we'll do a bet for
kick
the year.
Kick goals.
You know, that's
you're on track. You had two again the other night against West Coast.
Yep, I did.
Yeah, so. But I think you're about two behind on the season, though.
Cheers, mate. Yeah,
so if you can kick four this week, you'll be back on pace.
Yeah, okay, nice. I'll go for that.
Speaking of West Coast, how good is it to go over there and come home with the chocolates?
Mate, it was good. Yeah, it was really good. I was just saying to Dits and stuff before, it's, when you go up against a team like that, you know, we've probably, you know, just fallen shy a couple of times. Mm-hmm. You know, you lose the last game we played against them by the last kick after the siren. You lose the elimination final the year before that, just after the siren. So to come out there and go over there and actually get a job done like that, it was pretty impressive. Yeah, it was good.
Scott Lysette, how important has he been? Unbelievable, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. He is. He's just that warrior, you know. He just constantly is backing up time and time again. He's hard in the ruck, and then he's also hard at ground level.
Aggression.
And that's the thing that you really want from a ruckman. You don't need him. You've got Paddy Ryder doing his magic. You probably don't need, you know, two guys like that. You need Scotty to be able to just, you know, wear him down all game and then let Paddy go in there and, you know, weave his magic.
Now, the big knock on Port Adelaide at the moment, and it's come up in the media this week, the games you're meant to win, you don't win, and the games you're not meant to win, you win. So is it are you a team of young blokes that can throw caution to the wind when you play a West Coast, but then when the pressure's on, you're unable to do it? Like, how do you answer that sort of criticism?
It's probably one that's, you know, over the last couple of years, we haven't been able to get it done at certain times.
Because you'll be expected to beat Kangaroos this week comfortably, and that's the issue, isn't it?
Yeah, and I think that as a group, you know, we go in going, okay, you know, we might be favourites, we might not be favourites. The competition's pretty even. You know, don't let anyone off easy. And I think that for the most part of this year, I think we've been really good in that front. You know, Richmond came over with a young team. They were all enthusiastic. We kept them in the game by poor skills and a couple of errors, and weren't able to finish them off. But apart from that, I feel like we've been, you know, pretty consistent on that front over this season. Mm. And last year, the back end of last year was probably the time when it was disappointing, and that's where we were losing to those teams. And you know, there was a few other issues that were going on, not just the fact that we couldn't handle pressure or couldn't handle expectations. So I think as a whole, we're learning and we're adapting, and as a group, we've really, we're maintaining that consistency across the game for so far this year, barring that one game. So I think that we're going to make sure that we're good for this week, and we'll go again.
So all AFL players, whenever they get asked something, they say, we're just taking it week by week.
Yeah.
One week at a time.
Do you actually take it week by week, or right now are you thinking, because people are also talking about you guys in finals.
I'm thinking 10 weeks, 20 weeks.
Yes.
That's what we want to hear.
Yeah, that's what I want to hear.
Of course. I'm just, well, as Ditz was talking to me about the media and stuff, I haven't really taken too much notice of too much. So, yeah, we're very much living in the moment and, that's it.
Good stuff. Now, I'll be living in the moment Friday night because now this is big for me, Ebo. This is a little story about me, I know, a bit self-indulgent. But
bit of me, Tom.
I'm not calling the footy match this year. And for the first time since, I have season tickets every year. I've never, ever been. I've never used my tickets. This Friday night, I'll be in the stands.
As going a spectator.
So when you're on the centre wing on the outer side, you will hear me.
Yes.
I'll be screaming at you.
Get back in the forward.
That's it. So if you see me escorted out by a couple of
good
coats.
So you can have six beers rather than two or three.
It is a warning. Anyone sitting in the outer this weekend, my family and I, look out.
Good.
Look out.
That bloke in the duffel coat over in the outer.
That's it.
Good.
I've got number 7 on my back.
Ah, yes. There you go. I like it.
Yeah, I'll have a beanie on and a scarf. Yeah. In a moment, Eva, you are the busiest man in the world, and we'll find out why in just a moment. More with Brad Ebert from Port Adelaide.
Triple M.
Ebert leans back, slots the goal.
On Bruin Dits, it's Port Adelaide's Brad Ebert.
Ebert
takes the mark.
Ebert.
Brad Ebert is our guest here with Gleeso and Alice the Wag. Alice, just read out the Ebert family stats, could you please?
Yeah, I'm like the new Bruce McAvaney
yes,
here.
Okay, delicious.
So between Beck and Brad, Brad's beautiful wife, they have collectively done 17 years of study.
Wow.
And in that time, they've had two beautiful babies, they've started two businesses, and they've both been working full-time.
Right. Wow. So 17 years of study. So Beck's done 16 then, actually.
Yeah, probably a bit of carry on. She's really like held that up.
Yeah. I saw the photo really last week. Side. So you've graduated. Well done.
Yeah, cheers.
Congratulations.
Cheers. Thanks.
I wouldn't have thought an easy thing to do whilst you're playing, full-time footy.
Yeah, no, it hasn't been super easy. I did like a human movement degree, so it was pretty relevant to footy and pretty interesting along the way. So, yeah, on my day off and... majority just the time on my day off or when we travel and stuff, I just put a bit of time aside and go in there or do some study and got it done. So it was good.
So what do you think when you're retired as a footballer, will you put it to use in any way? Or?
Mate, I'm not too sure. I'm still a little bit uncertain about what path I want to take. I don't mind that sort of high performance management sort of space or...
Why you work with us in here.
Exactly.
So, when I see human movement, I think dits.
Oh. Thank you.
So have you inspired, are there any other young fellas around the club thought, I'm going to do that myself?
Yeah, well, there's a few of the boys that have done bits and pieces. Right. Like Tommy Jonas did a law degree and he finished that last year. There's a couple of boys that are starting off MBAs. So yeah, there's a few guys that are out there trying to better themselves. I think the AFL sort of set up a pretty good system where the AFL Players Association helped pay for a bit of the study. And so yeah, like, boys, I keep telling them, they'd be mad not to take it up and just try something, So,
all right, here's just a quick quiz without notice. Tell me the importance of kinesiology in human movement.
Oh, that's a very good call. Yeah, I don't really know. I did 8 years and I don't know.
No. Bloody hell. All right, what about, what's choreology?
I never learnt choreology.
This is a fraud.
He wasn't there that day.
I never studied before 8 a.m. I'm here to talk rubbish.
Gee whiz. Dude, what, they just ask you footy questions in the exam or what?
Pretty much. Hey? I crammed a lot. I crammed and then let it go.
All right, the Kangaroos Friday night. What are you expecting?
Oh, mate, like they're obviously in a position where they're desperate to come out and win and we're in a position where we're keen to keep that momentum rolling. So, they're going to be playing hard. They're going to be playing tough just like anyone and it'll be a good challenge for us. I'm talking cliches here, but yeah, that's really... I think where they're at, where we're at, where they're at, and what we just need to keep maintaining what we're doing.
Yep,
and,
just
week by week.
Just keep it week by week. Yeah. No, don't think 20 weeks in advance.
I say treat every game like a grand final, except the grand final, which you just treat like any other game.
Don't mind it, Gleeso. I think I'll run with that for a while.
Do not channel Gleeso's lifestyle in any way when you're trying to be an AFL footballer.
What about Jack Trengrove? He's forming the sample. Like he's averaging over 40 disposals a game.
Yeah, he's been on fire, and I think Trent is probably in a position where he's playing awesome footy, and I'm not too sure where he's at and stuff. But yeah, I think depending on how the club sort of see it, They gave him a chance last year, but I think a lot of the time he's there to really help develop our young guys and make sure our SANFL team is consistent and strong. But you can't sort of ignore sort of good form. So, you never know what will happen. And if he keeps it up, I'm sure he'll be getting a chance eventually.
Good luck to the Trengoves too. I see Jess got married last weekend.
Yeah.
His sister.
I saw Jack Lasani was up there on the...
She wore runners.
Yeah, she did.
Did she?
Yeah.
No, she
did under her wedding dress. She did. She had big white ASICs on under her wedding dress.
You're kidding.
Yeah. A sponsorship moment.
Yeah. Australia's best marathon runner.
Yeah. Very comfortable on the dance floor.
So the wedding was sponsored, wasn't it? Hey, Evo, thanks for coming in, mate. Good luck Friday.
Thanks, guys.
There you go. Brad Ebert, mate, from Port Adelaide. It is Anzac Day Eve. We've got the day off tomorrow. Gleeso and Alice the Wag are here. And speaking of Gallipoli and Anzac Day, did you see the reports last night on the news service, Gleeso?
Yes, about how there's many more people than they thought going to be heading over to the Gallipoli celebrations. There was a little bit of a worry that after the president said those offensive things about Australian diggers that people were going to pull out in their droves, but it turns out that they're not.
So he said, Alice, going back a few months, the Turkish president, just to refresh everyone's memory, said things like, don't bother coming over here, Aussies that support the cause, you will go home in coffins like your grandparents did. Now, you've got a Gallipoli connection, haven't you? You were telling us.
Yeah, so my great-grandfather was one of the first Anzacs to actually land at Gallipoli. Mm. And he got injured, he hurt his leg and ended up getting out through France and came home. So it was my grandma who's still alive's dad.
Wow.
So yeah, we've got a close connection. So I'd urge everyone, it's one of my most favourite mornings to get up, especially in Adelaide when you can go down to the beach as well and you watch the sunrise, hear the last post, go to a service. You can be home back in bed by 7 o'clock. It's beautiful. Take your kids, take everyone, go and do it. It's a good experience.
Totally agree. So this is the report on 7 News last night.
Straight after the president's speech, 200 people cancelled Gallipoli trips, but then registrations for the Dawn service rebounded. In fact, they've doubled.
So that's good. People initially pulled out, but now there will be a big crowd over there at Gallipoli, as there should be.
And
so that's good.
Classic Aussies just to go, do you know what? Shove it up, yeah, we're coming.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, there's always the people who say it glorifies war and stuff. It doesn't glorify war. To me, it honours people who went over there as young men who were at the time doing what they could to help out. And I think it's something that should be long remembered and always revered.
Yep. Yep, and I agree with you, Alice. I love getting up for the Dawn service. It's really special. Now, what about the hoo-ha about Anzac biscuits? What is going on there, Gleeso?
Yes, the Anzac biscuit, there's a tried and true formula. It's golden syrup, it's rolled oats, there's a...
Coconut.
There's a specific recipe for it, and you're not allowed to divert from that, or you could be charged up to $51,000 for businesses and $10,000 for individuals.
So will people go around tomorrow with sort of a special band on their arm saying, I'm the Anzac cookie... Inspector.
Open up the Tupperware.
Excuse me.
Give us a taste.
$51,000 fine for you, madam. Thank you. If you put sultanas in it or something.
Sultanas and chocolate chips are out.
So expect someone to knock on your door tomorrow to come and check your Anzac cookies, all right?
How do you prefer your Anzac? Do you want them like chewy or do you like the crunchy ones?
A bit crunchy.
Mm. Oh, you can't. See, I'm a chewy girl.
You can do half and half, a bit crunchy, and then the other half, whack it in your coffee or your tea and just...
Oh, so good. Yeah. Or even chuck it in the microwave just for 5 seconds.
Beautiful. Yeah, nice. Hey, in a moment, I've got a good story from yesterday, how you can save hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars in the household. This is absolutely fair income. This will affect everybody listening this morning. It happened to us yesterday. I'll tell you about it next. Gleeso and Alice the Wag here with Ruin Ditz. Ruin Ditz here on Triple M. We've got Gleeso and Alice the Wag, the life of a rock and roll star.
I just learned so much.
With Gleeso. Now, something happened in our household yesterday that I have to share with you because I thought this was so impressive. So Scott Pape joins us on this program from time to time. And going back a few months, he talked about his latest book that he's released. And he said something he told us on air was that you can ring around and actually make great savings. Now, the reason I'm raising this is that my wife is reading the book right now, and she did this yesterday. So to anyone out there, and what he was talking about is that if you've got a mortgage, you can actually ring your bank and say, I can get better down the road. What can you do for me? They'll apparently drop the interest rate and give you a better deal. Same with your electricity bill, your power bill, your water bill, any of these things. He is suggesting that you get on the blower and ring around. And for households out there that are really doing it tough, and we hear this all the time, don't we? We hear it every day now about power bills and the like, that if you're doing it tough, make the phone calls. So, as an example, yesterday, my wife had some spare time. She rang our power company, 20% off, just like that. All she did was ask the question.
Without any argument, without anything.
Now, 20% on your power bill right now. We know what people are paying out there.
Sure.
So this is absolutely fair income. So and she was telling me about it last night. And what they said in the end was, they said, yeah, you were on this better deal, but it ran out. So apparently, unless you ask the question, you are paying 20% more. So in other words, they're relying on us to never, ever ring them, aren't they? To therefore charge us 20% more.
They're getting money from us being lazy.
So 500 bucks, you save yourself 100 bucks on a $500 bill. That's amazing, isn't it?
Per bill. So multiply that by your water bill. Yeah. So you've got water, electricity. What else comes in? Is there, gas. I don't know if health insurance companies do it.
Car insurance.
So it's worth getting on the blower. Seriously, if your budget is tight in your house right now, I would make a list of these things by the phone and ring them. And he does say in the book about banks, but look, I haven't tested that one yet or not, and I'd be keen to hear from people if you've been successful doing this. Yeah. So could I ring my bank today and say, hey, I'm paying, you know, whatever percentage. Can you drop it by 0.25% because the mob down the road said they will. Now, what happened to you yesterday, Alice?
Yeah, so I did it to Foxtel and the gym. So I just called Foxtel and I genuinely did want to cancel it. Mm-hmm. And I said, you know, I want to cancel. We're just not using it as much as we could. And we were paying $140 a month for like everything.
Yep.
And I had this chat to the guy. He was so lovely. And he said, look, what are you using from it? I said, sport and entertainment. That's it. And within 5 minutes, it was down to $40.
So you've saved $100 per month.
Yep. They're cutting off the things we weren't using. And they had this special offer on. And he said, we don't want to lose you. You've been a customer for 4 years. And what can we do? I said, well, you can make it way cheaper and I'll stay. But I also did it to the gym.
Really?
And I called up. I said, I'm going to leave just because I genuinely did want to leave. And they said, no, we don't want to lose you. What can we do? And I said, make it cheaper. So I think the trick is to be a bit sassy and be okay to leave if that is an option. So because they're all so competitive, they don't want to lose you. Mm. They will help.
But I wouldn't have thought that could happen with Foxtel, for example. So, you know, as I say, add up all of those things over a month, you're going to save plenty.
I hope my wife Katie's listening to this because I do none of our financial stuff. Yeah. I'm terrible, Muriel.
But, and a lot of them make it really hard. So you call a number and then you've got to wait and then you hear music and then you've got to press 5 and then you've got to wait and then you end up speaking to someone that's not in the country and it's hard.
Yeah,
so they deliberately make it hard. Hmm. But once you stick through it, it's going to be okay.
Save yourself a bunch of cash.
Yeah. No, it's good. And look, this, as I said, it came from Scott Pape. So great advice from where I'm concerned. It's worked a treat. So 133353. If you've got a similar story, please tell us. I mean, we're here to help everyone, really, save some money if we can. So 133353, and I'm keen to know about the banks, or if you work in a bank, could you let us know, how does this work? Can it happen? Because let's face it, mortgages, gee, we could save a fortune if you add all these things together.
I want some tricks.
Yeah, 133353. We've got a double to go and see Gliese. Would you believe the Screaming Jets, the Dirty 30, 30th anniversary tour. They're playing at the Gov on Saturday, May the 25th, and tickets are available right now at thescreamingjets.com.au. Please tell us your story if you've saved a heap of dough by doing this. 133353. We're talking about saving money. Alice and myself, we've found that if you just ring around, you can actually save a fortune. Who have we got there, Alice?
We've got Shane. I'm not even going to attempt what suburb he's from. Karani.
Where are you from, Shane?
Karani.
Where's that?
Near Two Wells, Malala.
Oh, okay. Beautiful. Right. Okay. What's your story?
Shane from Karani is going to save us some money.
One phone call to the bank from 4.9 down to 3.78 with ANZ.
Wow. That is 2 days ago.
Yeah, $1,100 a year it'll save me.
Well done. That's fantastic. Now, Shane, what prompted you to do that? Has someone told you about it or?
Yeah, that funny bloke on Sunrise with the funny name.
Koshy.
Yeah, that's the one.
All right. No, good on you, Shane. That's what we want to hear about. So it can happen with banks. That's good. More calls in just a moment. 133353. Brew and Ditts here with Gliese and Alice the Wag this week. And we've found that on the back of Scott Pape's advice, if you ring around, you will save hundreds and it could be even thousands, Gliese.
Yes, indeed. And
over a 12-month period.
To find out that you can do it with your mortgage as well is a massive one. And, you know, it's one thing for your utility bills, but everyone knows that the biggest thing you've got is your mortgage.
Yeah.
We are going to go to speak to Susan of Hawthorne. How are you going, Susan?
Good.
Now, tell us about what you've been able to save money with.
I've got three mortgages, so I rang up the bank and said that you know, I'm not loyal, I don't care, I just want a better deal, and said, can't remember what the rate was, but I said, this one's on the lowest rate, I want them all to be matched to that, or if not lower, and they did it.
Is that right? Without any argument at all, they just said they agreed straight away?
Yeah. The only thing was one of them I had to change to principal and interest.
Yeah.
But I was going to do that anyway, so, and the money I've saved is far outweighs it anyway.
And how long did that take you on the phone? Like, was it a big ordeal that took you half a day, or was it a 10-minute phone call?
Oh, no. I reckon it was half an hour.
All right.
Like, it was, from start to finish, it was really, really easy. And I mean, I've been with a bank for over 10 years, but I said, I'm not loyal. I don't care.
Righto. <It's funny. laughs> Well done, Suzanne. That's good stuff. Let's go to West Lakes. Hello, Kieran.
G'day, mate.
Yeah, what can you tell us?
So I'm a mortgage broker, and I can tell you right now, if you just give either your bank or if you deal with a mortgage broker, give them a call and ask for a pricing request.
Yep.
You will, and the mortgage broker can go back to the bank, do it all for you, and you will get a better rate. And it is that simple. It won't cost you a single thing. All you do is call up and,
All right.
Take it's all done.
I like it. All right. Thanks, Kieran. Good advice.
All the banks and like health insurance and everyone's going to hate us.
They're
today.
Loving us right
They're
now.
They're about to get a lot of big phone calls. Levels.
But it must be built in. Like they must have a kind of like a margin, obviously built in, where they can go, okay, we can. There's wriggle room there.
Yeah, because if you look at the whole bill you're paying, and say you've been a customer for a long time, and then they're only giving you a 20% discount. In the scheme of things for them, that's not that much.
Sure.
So, you know, who cares? Let's go to Craig from Seaford Rise. How are you saving money, Craig?
Actually saving money on my car insurance.
Yeah.
What I did is I got my renewal bill, and at the time I was unemployed, and I argued the fact that I wasn't using any of their discount offers. I haven't called out their on-road services. And I haven't made a claim for the whole year.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I don't see why I should have to pay another $15. And so, you know, I eventually got them turned around to be paying the same amount that it's, I've been paying. So that's $51.
Well done. All right, Craig. These are all good stories, aren't they? So again, indeed. Just saying, if you made a list of all those things in your household, how much could you save over the year?
Unbelievable, yeah. It's a great thing that Scott Pape's come up with.
And you said it earlier. You said it earlier. It's basically just our, well, I don't know if it's our laziness, but the fact that we're just not bothering to ask the question.
Yeah.
So in our case where we save 20% on our Powerbill, we're just being overcharged 20% for the heck of it because they can clearly afford to drop it.
Yeah.
They rely on your complacency, I guess.
That's so the worst that can happen is you lose probably half an hour of your day and maybe an awkward phone call.
Well, with all of those, you could be, like in one case, that one fella said $1,100, then add on your, you know, power bill, water bill, and car insurance, all the others. It could be a couple of grand over the year, surely.
Absolutely.
More.
And a couple of grand's nothing to be sneezed at, especially in the tight economy, like you're talking about, with people struggling a bit for money.
Now, Gleeso, this is unusual. We've actually got the person in here that these tickets, you know, if they win them, they're coming to see you.
Come and see me.
So I'm going to let you, actually. Who do you want to come along and see you at the Gov on May 25th with the Screaming Jets?
Well, what was
I liked Craig from Seaford Rise because he'd lost his job.
Okay, beautiful. Craig from Seaford Rise it is.
All right, this is the Dirty 30, 30th anniversary tour of the Screaming Jets. They're at the Gov on May the 25th, all right? It's a Saturday night. Go to thescreamingjets.com.au. Ruined it here with Gleeso and Alice.
And if you want to win $10,000 that could pay for all these bills, that's coming up in like less than 5 minutes, so you can win it just by having our hearing test.
How does the hearing test work, Gleeso?
The hearing test, we've got three sounds. We got, first of all, there's a song. Mm-hmm. Then there's a grab of someone speaking. Mm-hmm. And then there is a mystery sound.
Righto.
So it's three parts.
Oh, what is going to be?
Separated by the beeps. As we said yesterday, the beeps aren't part of it. Don't ring up and say, oh, I heard a beep.
I'm glad you told me that because I have, tinnitus and I can't hear the beeps.
Righto.
Isn't that something on your feet?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, very good.
Is it? No.
Yeah.
Tinnia.
Oh, sorry.
Athlete's foot.
Give us a ring, 1-333-53, and you could be winning $10,000 if you get all three correct. Thanks to CMI Toyota. Hear about the all-new RAV4 coming soon to the three big locations, Adelaide, Cheltenham, Christie's Beach. So give us a ring now, 1-333-53.
Quiet, please.
It's Triple M's $10,000 hearing test, thanks to CMI Toyota.
Hear more about the all-new RAV4 coming soon to three big locations, Adelaide, Cheltenham and Christie's Beach.
Right, we're doing this from 7 o'clock each day. We'll do it throughout the day as well, unless, of course, it goes off right now.
10 large.
Yeah.
It's well worth ringing up for. Name the song, guess the voice and pick the sound. We have got Matt from Elizabeth to take the hearing test.
G'day,
good
Matt.
Good morning, guys. How you going?
Yeah, good, Matt. All right, we'll give you another listen. Here we go.
Oh, what is going to be?
I've got absolutely no idea. That's the absolute truth.
Got no help here.
Righto, Matt.
Take it off. I reckon Hey Jay by Jimi Hendrix.
Right.
And it's funny, you get confidence, and then you hear it again up close, and you think, oh, no, no.
Don't back down now. Come on. Who do you think it is?
Sylvester Stallone, and then maybe ripping a paper towel.
Paper towel. All right.
Sylvester Stallone.
Let's go to our adjudicator. Oh. None.
All three
not
counts.
Anyone.
Oh, Mel, the button pusher. Just break it to us gently. She went,
none.
Sorry, Matt.
Sassy.
No, good. Thanks for trying.
All right. No worries. Thanks for trying. And there's no consolation prize either. Just cop that. Rub that in.
But we do it every hour during the workday. Righto. So that's like a lot of chances.
Stay with us. You can win $10,000 throughout the day here on Triple M. Ruined It's with Gleeso and Alice the Wag. Gleeso and Alice the Wag are here. Gleeso, tell us about this lady that's just woken up from her slumber.
Yes, in the United Arab Emirates in 1991, this woman was involved in a car crash and had got quite bad head injuries.
Right.
And a prince from over there has paid for all her medical bills since that time, and she's woken up after 28 years.
I thought you were going to say a prince kissed her and she woke up.
She turned into a frog.
Yeah. So no, he's, all right,
28
well, good on
years.
Him. Now, can I just tell you, this is 1991. The interesting thing about this, it's the year that Alice the Wag was born.
Wow.
Yep,
she's missed your entire life.
My entire life.
God, so, she missed out. She's got a lot of catching
so
up.
From what I hear, it's been fantastic.
Now, in 1991, I can tell you the average wage, the average income was $29,000.
Wow.
That's different. And they're saying that the cost of a house was $120,000. Monthly rent was $495. Imagine waking up after 28 years. What are the things that have happened that she would have, like if you handed her a mobile phone, I suppose, with the internet on it and things like that, take photos with your phone.
Well, yeah, the internet was very much in its infancy and only available to very few people back in 1991. A mobile phone probably would have had a car battery attached to it.
Yeah, exactly.
Like Apple. She probably wouldn't even know.
No.
Apple.
No. All these sorts of things. That just, what a whole new world.
It is amazing. And the fact that they've been able to keep her, you know, on life support for 28 years, the expense must have been astronomical.
Mm, but not to a prince out of the UAE.
No. I've just read that bottled water wasn't even around until 94.
No, that's right. Yeah,
shouldn't all even sorts know what that was.
No. All right. Hey, in a moment, this is our favourite segment of all time. This is the things on the cutting floor, the things that don't make it to air. And pages of Gleeso's notes over there. We'll get to that in just a moment. Ruined It's with Gleeso and Alice the Wag.
Things we didn't get to.
Things we didn't get to overnight was making a new opener for this segment.
Yeah,
but anyway,
that's
you think Gleeso is one of the biggest rock stars that come out of South Australia, and we say, can you make an opener for your segment? And that's what he
comes
back
with. Well,
that
was just something I did on the spur. It was like a demo, you know.
Right. What didn't make the show today, Gleeso?
Well, we've had the least rain for the start of a year since 1888. We've had 17.8 mils in the first 4 months of the year, as opposed to 108.3 millimetres, which is the average. So,
what do you reckon our record keeping was like in 1880?
Well, I mean, they wrote in with different letters. S's looked like F's. It was all oldie, worldy English. I think there's something lost in translation.
Mm-hmm. You'd know. You were born that year.
Oh.
She goes.
Oh, very funny.
She's not bad on the old uptake. Now, flu shots. If you haven't got your flu shot, there's a huge amount of cases happening. One of the blokes from the National Centre for Immunology Research has said that the 2018 flu season didn't really end. We've gone straight into 2019 flu season. Community service announcement. If you're under 5 or over 65, you're able to get yourself a flu shot for NICS, which is a very good thing to look out for.
All
people.
Those under 5s listening this morning, yeah. Just head off now and walk down to your local medical centre.
On more medical stuff, one in eight Aussies, including kids, are on antidepressants. In 2015, we were rated second behind Iceland. I just don't understand it. Australia.
How can Iceland beat us at something? Come on.
Come on, let's get ahead of that.
We're not trying.
Well, they don't have any light there.
Yes, they do.
No, sometimes they don't.
Sometimes they don't. They do. They've seen light, believe me.
That would probably be a reason.
Right, okay.
Yeah, when we're and here, we haven't had rain for 4 months. So, you know, you'd think people would want to cheer up a little bit. Scott Morrison and Clive Palmer are working on a deal that will almost certainly see Clive Palmer become a senator again, which is just fantastic. Mm.
He's bought his way in. They were saying this morning, I just read a report, $31 million so far he has spent on his ad campaign compared to the major parties have spent something like $3 million each or $4 or $5 million.
That's now, insane, isn't it?
$31
million. Is that his own money?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
And so he's allowed to obviously spend whatever he wants.
Spend whatever you like. Well, it's like TV or radio companies. If he wants to pay, they'll take it.
Because because it was only recently Scott Morrison upped the amount of money that the major parties are allowed to pay on advertising so they could compete with Clive Palmer. On ScoMo.
Do you think the ads work? Like, do you get to the point, I'm kind of there now, where I've heard enough?
Mm.
Like, I'm sick of them all already.
Mm. Well, how long is it till the election?
It's May 18th.
May 18th.
Well, Alice, let's see if he gets in. Let's see how many seats he wins, and that'll tell you, won't it?
And also on ScoMo, in the tradition of great prime ministers, we remember Bob Hawke getting hit in the eye with a cricket ball, smashed his glasses. We remember John Howard hitting his, you know, sand shoe crushes, the bowling. That's supposed to crush the sand shoes of the batsman, not your own sand shoes when you're letting go. That was Bob Hawke, John Howard. But ScoMo, there's a photo of him in the advertiser today closing his eyes as a tennis ball comes at his head.
Right.
It's just more brilliant stuff. Mm-hmm. And look, that just about covers it.
Is that what didn't make the show today?
Yeah,
get it out. No way. Hey, well done. We've got the day off tomorrow, everyone. And if you're heading to a dawn service tomorrow, well done and enjoy it because it's a very, very special day for all of us here in Australia. And we'll see you all Friday morning.
Can't wait. Go Pies as well.
Yeah, okay.
Tomorrow.
Happy birthday,
James. Hey, James, quick, jump on the mic again. Here he is, James Gleeson, the little son of. What are you expecting for presents this morning?
I don't know.
You don't know?
All surprises.
So they're all going to... What did you ask for anything in particular?
Well, there are two books I want.
Yeah?
And some Lego...
Righto. What are the books?
The Outsiders and Rumblefish.
Right.
Couple of old classics. S.E. Hinton. I read them as a child.
Right. So you're a bit of a reader, James, are you?
Sometimes.
Sometimes. All right. Well, enjoy your birthday.
Thanks.
Good on you.
When you sing Happy Birthday, Gleeso, do you get really into it like you do on stage?
I do it quick. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
On that note, righto. Hey, and stand by for the hearing test throughout the day as well. You could win $10,000 right here on Triple M.